But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. John 1:12. Out of the wolf pack. He emerged out of the ancient wolf pack. Though he came bearing wolf's clothing, he was really a sheep in disguise. His name was Nicodemus, and he was a Pharisee and a member of the ancient Sanhedrin. For the better part of his life, Nicodemus ate a steady diet of the law, yet his heart remained hungry. After feeding on the stale bread of the religious leaders, he set his sights on the bread of life. Nicodemus wanted to taste heaven, so when he heard Jesus' teachings, he was unable to resist the stirring in his heart. He slipped out of the wolf pack and arranged a secret meeting. See John 3, 1-21. During the night, under a blanket of stars and an eavesdropping moon, Nicodemus humbled himself. He stepped out from under his esteemed title and became a student under the leadership of the great teacher. He listened as Jesus challenged the very foundation on which he had built his faith. This precious meeting was the genesis of a born-again life. It was on that evening that a Pharisee began to shed his wolf's clothing to become a sheep in the flock of Jesus Christ. After the twilight meeting, Scripture records two other Nicodemus sightings. In the first sighting, Nicodemus was caught defending Jesus before the Sanhedrin. In John 7, we step into the middle of a heated discussion between the Pharisees and the temple guards. The Pharisees were enraged by the guards' failure to arrest Jesus. In verse 48, the religious leaders posed a sweeping question. Is there a single one of us rulers or Pharisees who believes in him? I am certain Nicodemus felt the burn of that question. He did not remain silent. Nicodemus had tasted heaven, and the aftertaste propelled him to defend justice. Is it legal to convict a man before he is given a hearing? He asked. Regardless of his brave act, Nicodemus collided with the Pharisees' arrogance. Not only did the religious leaders dismiss his query, they actually took the opportunity to insult his intelligence. Can you imagine the predicament Nicodemus faced working alongside men who were in complete opposition to his personal convictions? He was swimming against the tide of corruption. Since childlike faith was blossoming in his heart, Nicodemus began to turn away from the establishment. In the final sighting of Nicodemus in Scripture, we watch as this humble servant of God became world-renowned. His role in the crucifixion story has left an indelible mark on this world. Let's visit the final encounter with Nicodemus. Much to the pleasure of the religious leaders, Jesus was made an example and nailed to the cross, another incident that propelled Nicodemus to action. Nicodemus wanted to prepare Jesus' body for a proper burial. Along with Joseph of Arimathea, he boldly stepped out of the wolf pack and approached Pontius Pilate to claim the Savior's remains. Can you imagine the risk involved to come forward when emotions were raw, when any support of Jesus was controversial, when the organization Nicodemus belonged to created the scandal that rocked the ancient world? A host of difficult emotions, a risk so great and so costly. But Nicodemus' eyes were turned to something far more important, the broken body of Jesus. Can you imagine how painful it must have been for this sheep to prepare Jesus' unrecognizable body for burial? How difficult it must have been for him to look upon the barbaric wounds inflicted by sin? How traumatic it must have been to expose his heart to such devastation? But what a priceless gesture Nicodemus offered Jesus. A heart captured by the love of God is beautiful. Just as the Apostle Paul was groomed under the law, so too was Nicodemus. He poured himself into a distorted teaching until his world collided with the great teacher. With childlike faith, he became a Christ follower, even to the cross. He traded his lavish title in the ranks of the Sanhedrin for a new title, Son of the Most High God. A heart absorbed by rules, overthrown by grace, and transformed into a child. Now that's a God story, and so very beautifully written. Question to ponder. What does an authentic child of God look like to you?